Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Welcome. Thank you for visiting Booth 61. I am Ricky Steele, and I passionately serve as the Chief Development Officer for Hunter Technical Resources, Atlanta's premier IT staffing firm. We have a very exciting show for you today, and we're going to jump right in. But first, I always want to take a minute to introduce our producer and my friend, Kevin Finn. Kevin is a master at the control board and a very accomplished host. How are you today, Kevin?
I'm doing good, Ricky.
You already hosted a couple of shows today?
I actually have, and they went really good, so not bad at all.
Well, you're going to be really impressed. We had a fun show last week with the online gaming.
CCP guys.
You're really going to love this show. These are two incredible individuals, and the show their company has been a great success for many, many years in Atlanta. So I want to introduce them to the crowd.
But
also very excited that once again this week, Jess Jones has joined me. And we also have Jason Clayton, two of our really strong forces at the Hunter Technical Resources office. Jason actually was the first employee 15 years ago of Hunter, and I'm tickled to death. And Jason does some work with iVision, so we're excited he could come. And if you want to follow the Twitter stream today, Jess Jones is at JJESSJJONES, and you'll be able to follow the entire conversation. I'm very excited about our program today because any one of you that's followed this show for a while know that really the goal of Booth 61 is to build community and to allow the rising tide to lift all the boats. And I'm very excited about the program today because I've known one of my guests for 7 or 8 years, and I've known the company for probably 6 or 7. If you're not familiar with iVision, you're in for a real treat. Gabe Demiani is the CEO and the co-founder of iVision. Gabe has led this organization from the beginning when it started, I guess, in the back bedroom of his home or apartment in 2004. I think the first year he did about $220,000 in revenues, and now the company is over $37 million in revenues. iVision is a regular honoree of the Inc. magazine's fastest-growing companies and has been in consistently 2009, 10, 11, and again in 2012. Gabe is a graduate of the number 3 football team in the nation, the Florida State Seminoles. Go FSU. And he received his MBA from Emory right here in Atlanta, Georgia in 2011. The amazing part to me is how do you receive an MBA with as hard a work as that is while you're growing a very successful company, and I hope we can talk about that a little bit later. Gabe is married with 2 children, and I'm very honored to have him on the show. David Deggetts is someone I've known for a long, long time and someone that I admire and respect a great deal. We worked at different companies over the years, and in 2006 or 7, David was kind enough to take me to Columbus, Georgia, where I grew up, to introduce me to some of his accounts and some of his friends. I think David knew more people in Columbus than I actually knew that day, and it was fun. David's a graduate of Penn State University, where he was captain of the basketball team, and I think all 4 years played in the Final Four, or at least in the tournament, which is quite exciting. So without further ado, welcome to Booth 61, Gabe and David.
Thanks for having us, Ricky.
Yeah, thank you, Ricky. It's great to be here.
Well, it's exciting for me to have both you guys in here. And as we talked a little bit earlier, I'm going to ask you a series of questions that I believe will help our audience better understand iVision, kind of where you came from, and most importantly, where you're going over the next couple of years. And these questions can be answered by either one or both of you as we go through them. Again, I start our conversation with a very brief introduction, but what else would you like to share about the audience, about yourself, your families, anything else you would like to share about iVision before we get into the questions? And just remember, this is a family radio show, so we got to keep it kind of halfway clean for a while.
We're just very excited to be here. I mean, Atlanta's been a wonderful city for Gabe and myself, and both of our families have been just very fortunate. The community's been incredible, the amount of relationships we've built over the years and how good the community's been to us individually as well as our company. We're looking forward to coming on here to your point about your radio station being a sense of community. Gabe and I, you know, at this point in our careers, we're very energized where our business is at, but we're also very energized to do more in the community. community. And so we're just very appreciative of Atlanta and appreciate you having us on today. And I did think it was interesting you made the comment about, you know, and college being in the Final Four. I wish that would have happened a couple times, but, you know, definitely didn't want to, you know, take that away from you, Ricky. But we did have a very fun college basketball career, just didn't make the Final Four.
Didn't make the Final Four, but you played in the tournament. You were chosen in the tournament a couple of times in different.
Exactly. Yes, we did have some success in postseason. So, but thanks.
I remember you beat UCLA in a huge game, the opening round one year.
It was a big upset in the Carrier Dome. Yes,
it sure was. Yeah, I read that story. It was fascinating. Well, Gabe, a little bit more about yourself or anything you'd like to share before we go into the questions.
No, we're, you know, echoing David's comments. I'm just excited to be here. I was mentioning to my wife the other day, in 2014, it'll mark 20 years I've been here in Atlanta. So I've been in Atlanta, been in this community longer than I've been in any community in my adult and child life. So real excited to be here. Have been here for 20 years, and you know, each year gets better, like a fine wine.
Can't beat that. We're a little short of 2014, but we'll be there very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. But what was going on in 2004 when you first created iVision, Gabe?
Well, you know, the company was started in 2004, but, you know, like I can take it back a little bit before then. When I first came to Atlanta in 1994, entered the IT business, worked at the American Cancer Society, and inside and outside of industry as a consultant. And really, you know, came at this from an engineering consulting background. And in 1995, a little interesting story, I purchased Damiani.com. I don't know if you're familiar with the jeweler, Damiani Jewelry. You guys are. So Damiani Jewelry, at the time, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were these spokespeople for Damiani Jewelry all over their marketing campaigns and whatnot. And so right prior to starting iVision in 2004, I was running that domain name out of a server infrastructure in the back of my house and counting hits on Damiani.com. And Casa Damiani, who owned Damiani Jewelry, owned Damiani.it. And so folks very interested in seeing more about the Damiani Jewelry story, you know, kept hitting that domain name, and I kept getting calls from Italy about purchasing that domain name. And at that time, had an idea and a concept of starting a consulting services company. Needed some money to fund that. So I had an attorney out of Milan, Italy, calling me every week, and I would talk about how many hits I had on that top-level domain name, and he made many offers of jewelry and other goods and services, and ended up reaching an agreement on a payment, and that was part of the seed money that got us started in 2004. And started the business out of the back of my house at the time with our other co-founder, Stuart Carton. So really just a couple engineers, passionate about technology, passionate about serving customers at another level of customer service engagement and earning clients for life. So that's really where we started, you know, and started just the idea about serving customers really well and doing a great job and having customers for life.
So your original spokesperson for the organization was Brad Pitt, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, and Jennifer Aniston. You and can't leave her out.
Well,
you
know, no, especially after seeing that movie about the Millers. That'd be hard to leave her out of most anything.
Yeah.
Well, let's get a little bit of dig in a little more detail into what's going on at iVision now. Tell me a little bit about it, and either one of you be sure to jump into this one. What is iVision's vision and mission in 2013 going into 2014?
Well, I know David can comment on this, but our promise really is to engineer the future today. We work with our clients in the information technology services space, and there's a lot going on. You hear the words about the cloud. We help our customers navigate that with a set of best breed technology selections and that really power their business. So, you know, we do that. Our mission is to engineer success for our customers and each other as we work to deliver on that. So, you know, it's exciting times in our industry, and you know, we've built the business by, at the end of the day, providing really solid technical advice to our clients.
David?
Absolutely. Just to piggyback on that, I mean, we're just very passionate about customer service as well as engineering excellence. And so we have a motto at the organization, and a lot of times people think get tired of me talking about it, but it's really similar to the Ritz-Carlton, where you have this whole concept of ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. It's white glove service, and it's something that Gabe and I are very emphatic about, and it's to his point about having a higher level of service. And was a big reason that I joined him in the partnership in the business was just in having known Gabe before he started the business. He had a really unique ability to connect with clients and go that extra mile. And it's one of the things that's been very powerful, you know, for our business, that, you know, we really try to make sure that the people we bring on are really committed to having customers that are going to be with us for life, as well as folks that are really serious about engineering excellence, because we're not interested in just helping with a flash in the pan type engineering idea. We want to actually help with engineering solutions that actually are going to withstand some time, because there's so much change that happens.
I remember hearing Horst Schulze, who is the originator of the phrase "ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen." He created that when he was in Europe before he moved to America and became the president of the Ritz-Carlton hotel chain. And I think that's probably as important a thought process or vision or mission that you could have in life is to serve, but serve with dignity and putting other people in front. And I know that you all do a great job of doing that. But let's dig a little bit deeper. What do you do every single day? What is the end product, and what do clients of iVision purchase from you, services and consulting? And I know you've got a number of different practice areas. Why don't you talk about a few of them for us?
Yeah, so we really, at the end of the day, you know, we have a team of experts that work with our clients to access their applications and data from any device anywhere in the world. And build solutions that power the business. So within that, we have what we call practices. And, you know, our data center practice works with our clients to build solutions where our clients' information lives. Our infrastructure services team builds solutions that allow access to that information applications from any device, whether it be from your mobile, your tablet, your desktops, your laptops. They work to help them find and collaborate on solutions. Converged network practice builds the networks that power our clients' business, and our application development team helps engineer applications specific to our clients' businesses, business process that really drives a lot of value for them specifically. And then we talk about this concept of delivery assurance, and that is really a customer service standard. You know, like David mentioned earlier, you know, we're ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. We happen to be really great at technology too, right? You know, we're an engineering-based company, over 70 engineers and consultants in the company. So that's the foundation of the company and where we're at today. And so that's very much at a high level, work with our clients every day to solve these problems. You know, at the end of the day, these businesses, these CIOs, directors, engineers, they're betting their careers on the recommendations that we're making, because they're going to drive their business forward. So we take that really seriously, and we have 100% client retention rate as a result of that.
Something that has blown me away as I've known you guys for a while and spent a lot more time digging deeper before the show, 100% retention ratio, that's just amazing in this day and time of try it and buy it and look for the lowest price. So it speaks to the integrity and the depth of the relationships you're creating with the folks you're doing business with. Who are some of the folks you're doing business with? What does a typical client look like at iVision?
I think it's important to share that one of the items around 100% retention is really based on a mindset we have about not being transactional, and it really speaks to the profile of the clients we work with, because there's a few different attributes when I look at our clients. You know, first is there's generally some level of complexity in their environment from a technology standpoint. Historically, people would look at our client base and say, hey, iVision focuses on the mid-market and enterprise space. The reality is today, as we look at that, we do, but we also have a very unique evolution going on in the marketplace where there's a lot of organizations out there that may only have 100 employees, and they have some really unique and challenging technology problems where they have a lot of data growth and a lot of complexity. And so we found ourselves actually working with some smaller clients in the last 3-4 years than we had historically. We're going to continue to work with the mid-market and the enterprise space, but complexity of technology is one of the key attributes for a profile of our clients. And another one is really where organizations truly believe in leveraging technology to empower their business, either through streamlining processes or to better serve their clients, because our clients are most all business-to-business clients. So they're very adamant about being able to serve their clients really well. And a third area that's important to share that's fairly unique is with our clients, we look for clients that are truly interested in solving problems and not having too many politics play a part in solving those problems. And it reminds me of a book that we took our leadership off site and we covered. It was by Patrick Lencioni, and he wrote a famous book many years ago called The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. In 2009, he wrote another book called Getting Naked, and it was an interesting title, but the reality is that book didn't get as much fanfare as The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. But the Getting Naked book was a fable about, and as Gabe and I covered that with the leadership team, he and I both enjoyed that book so much because it read a lot like our company. Lighthouse was effectively a company that was going to market a little bit different than its competition. They were very, very passionate about serving their customers. They had a lot of experience in their staff. And at iVision, we have over 16 years of average experience when you look at our consultants and engineers. So we're bringing people to bear that have really been there and done it. And the other thing about Lighthouse that's unique that that we are really serious about is we focus on what we focus on. So if organizations need a type of service that we don't provide, we're extremely open about that. And so that's when I share that we're, our typical client profile, they're interested in solving problems without politics. If they want to sit down and have the open discussion, we'll help problem solve with them. We'll invest on the front end to really understand their problems and give them some advice. If it's not an area that we truly specialize in, they know right away. And if we need to walk away from the business, which we have many times, it's really allowed us to build a lot of trust and loyalty with relationships that, then down the line have brought us back in to help them with other things.
A little bit about, you've mentioned a couple of the areas, but maybe expand a little bit on some of the verticals that iVision works in on a regular basis, because you've been very succinct. You do not go after everything. You're not all things to all people. You know what you do well. What are some of those verticals that you're doing a great job in today?
We really focus in about 9 different verticals, and when you look at these verticals, there's a lot of similarity around services type companies. Legal firms, we do a lot of work with professional services. Healthcare is an area that continues to really grow and expand for us. Insurance, financial services, technology services, media, and energy. And one that has been very interesting for us more recently is the education field. And so all these have some commonalities around the fact that they have a balance of structured and unstructured data. And as Gabe had mentioned about some of the services that we bring to market, when you have a lot of data, and especially as you start looking at some of the unstructured data, you often need some help working through that from how to actually plan out your future as well as your day-to-day management. And so those are some areas that we've been able to specialize with.
If anyone listening in right now would like to know more about iVision, I would assume that the easiest way to do that would be www.ivision.com. And you can find a lot more information on both Gabe and David and the entire organization. When you're talking about these verticals and the engagements you're doing, what are the type of areas or situations where clients are best able to leverage iVision?
Yeah, so, we work in the trenches with our customers to at the end of the day, solve business problems. So some of the common scenarios in the verticals that David mentioned, specifically in legal in 2011, there was two law firms that merged, a law firm on the West Coast and a headquartered law firm here in Atlanta. It was the largest North American-based law firm for that year. And so there was the merger of those firms, but also the merger of the technology. So there was a lot we led and worked with that technology merger between those two firms. And that was an 18-month program that resulted in creating one of the largest global law firms across the world. And so we worked with that business to help with the technology integration and make sure that was pulled off very smoothly, and that was very successful. You know, we've worked with some private education institutions to upgrade their infrastructures to support, technology-based learning. We've worked with some of the premier private education institutions here in Atlanta to do that. We have worked with the largest natural gas distributor here, based out of Atlanta, to architect their data center network and do some great work there. We've worked recently with a very large multi-billion dollar a public company to do a divestiture of a north of $1 billion division of that company, and they were spinning that company off into a separate company. So there was a divestiture going on, and a separate IT infrastructure needed to support that organization. So worked with them, and in the process of working with them to implement that. So it really runs the gamut. At the end of the day, there's a wide array of things that we're working with, whether it's an ongoing technology transformation refresh, a divestiture, mergers and acquisitions. It runs the gamut. But we are a full service firm, and I like to think about us as the firm that really sells the steak, maybe not necessarily the sizzle, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We deliver, probably aren't the focus on the sizzle, but we do really deliver, and that gets back to that 100% client retention rate and approaching solving business problems from our clients' perspectives. I think that's what's unique and refreshing about what we do.
Well, we've talked about passion a couple of times already, and in my opinion, passion is what separates the ordinary from the extraordinary in any, whether it's a friend, a colleague, a business, or whatever the relationship might be. In addition to passion, what are some of the other iVision differentiators in the crowded consulting field that's out there in the marketplace today? The other things that are unique and focused that have helped your growth to be what it is today?
Yeah, so David hit it right on the head, the beginning when he talked about our white glove approach. But when you look at our differentiators, it's engineering expertise. We started as an engineering firm. We remain an engineering-based firm. We have expertise in all these practice areas that we have running and delivering solutions to our customers. David hit on that, ladies and gentlemen, serving ladies and gentlemen. We have a flexible business model. So we have the ability to go in and architect a solution for a client to help them with the transformative services to achieve that investment, and then we can stay behind and support that solution with any level of support that suits the business, and we have three levels of support that we can complement our clients with. So we have a lot of flexibility on how we can go to market, and our clients really like that flexibility. We have an ecosystem a proven partner ecosystem of best of breed solutions. So if anybody has read some of the headlines today, there's a lot of industry consolidation. There's a lot of partners that are pushing forward, and there's a lot of confusion on where this industry's going. We cut through all that. We provide that proven ecosystem, so our clients don't have to spend time trying to sort through that. focus on your business, and we provide that differentiator. In our culture and people, David and I really believe we have built and continue to build a truly unique culture here at iVision that values our people, is integrated in the community, and truly is unique and differentiated. So, I could go on and on, about that. But when I talk about this concept of delivery assurance, it's all these, these differentiators that are wrapped up in that concept of delivery assurance and white glove that we mentioned earlier on the call. So, and we have fun. We enjoy what we do. It's we just enjoy what we do every day and look for people that want to have some fun and enjoy what they do and passionate about serving clients.
I think that culture is a big part of it. And having been in your office on more than one occasion, there's a real feeling of you can feel the passion, but it's like warmth. People care for each other. You can tell people wherever part of the office they're in seem to have a genuine concern for each other's well-being and go out of the way to help one another. And I'm sure that's something that is not calculated, but just because of the hiring process. The people that you hire are those individuals before you ever hire them, and you just bring the best out of them. Would that be close to right?
It is, and I think it's really a balance when you look at the culture and really the values and the philosophies we have as a business. We've invested a lot of time on that, and it's not always been easy. We look back into the business now, really in its 10th year. Gabe started out of his house. I didn't join until right at the beginning of 07, and it's just been amazing since 07 when you start looking at, since I've been there and experiencing what Gabe and he and I have talked about, when you start looking at things like values and philosophies and how important it is for us to keep those top of mind with individuals. And when I look at our culture, I think it's so unique from a customer-centric and an engineering excellence standpoint. We've mentioned that earlier. Customer-centric, no one at iVision believes that iVision is here for iVision. We're here to serve our customers. And then from an engineering excellence standpoint, I think everyone that's a company understands iVision is an engineer's playground. It really is. If you're passionate about engineering, iVision is the place to be in the Southeast, not really probably on the East Coast, because we've done so much and we will continue to do so much to reinvest in our people. Gabe and I have been in this industry a long time, and we've been very passionate about continuing with professional development budgets in good and bad times. So we're going to continue that. And one of the areas where we decided to put our money where our mouth was we invested in a $3.5 million lab in our office. And so our employees, our engineers, our clients have access to that at any time, so they can do scenario planning with software back-end systems. But it is a state-of-the-art lab, and we've had some of our partners share it's one of the best labs they've seen in the Southeast. And so it's an area culturally that we make sure that we're actually following through on what we're talking about when we say customer-centric and engineering excellence. And we're also passionate about having a metric-based business. So we've got 3 C's that Gabe and I announce every year at the beginning of the year for our goals, where we're trying to take care of our customer, we're trying to continue to enhance our culture, and we want to make sure we have a healthy company. And so we have goals that are communicated to the company at the beginning of the year. We review those monthly and quarterly and make sure that we're tracking those. And an area that he and I were really passionate about 2 years ago was some alignment in the business, where we carved up a chunk of the business and did an incentive shares program. And so the majority of our company is aligned directly with Gabe and I. And so that feels good coming to work, knowing that people are really thinking like we are. And we really feel like we're getting started in a business that's on its 10th year. So we're definitely having a lot of fun to his point. And I think as you look at the values, which really ties into culture, that I think is critical to hit on. PERFA is a acronym that you see on our wall if you all ever come to our office, and you all are more than welcome to come at any time. It's in Midtown. We're in the, I believe it was the original Mindspring building, 18th and West Peachtree. But PERFA stands for passion, integrity, rigor, respect, focus, accountability, and humility. And this is something that is front and center every time we interview someone. Everyone in management talks about it. We evaluate candidates on that. When people come in, their quarterly checkpoint, their annual review, people are evaluated on perfait, and some people call it perfat, but you know, perfat. It is something that we really live by, and it's a standard. And so we have a monthly award that we give for the employee that and team member that embodies perfait. And we also do that annually at the holiday party. So it's something that, you know, we really try to put energy and passion around in terms of making sure that it is a benefit and something for all, everyone to strive towards. And I'll say one last comment. I know I'm talking a lot here, but around the philosophies of the business, this is something that, you know, Gabe really wanted to get on paper a few years ago that's really helped us. And it was on 24 truths. So we look at the values of perfait. There is a reality of looking at what does that mean day to day, and it was probably one of the better exercises we've been through as a executive team and then as a company to have that on paper, where we, you know, some examples are details matter. Another example is, you know, pick up the phone. Let's not, you know, do, you know, a complicated communication via email. Another is, you know, direct communication inspires trust and healthy teamwork. And so we have 24 truths that we spell out. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, happens each quarter is a publication that Gabe and the marketing department send out internally to the entire company. And we love it. There's an executive letter in there that we rotate on, but there's always a spotlight of a CIO. But there's a lot of happenings of the company, personal achievements that may not even be related to technology, but really trying to highlight people in the business. And the path is all about the journey that we're on. And so, as I mentioned earlier, I feel like we're really just getting started. And I know Gabe does as well, but we're just really energized, and we're so incredibly proud of the people we have. It's just feel really fortunate. We walk in the office every day and just are so thankful about the people that are in our company, because we care about them a ton, and they're just amazing. We know how committed they are to serving our clients.
Well, certainly culture is what is built off the values that you created. And I think that this PERFA, usually an acronym, is a little bit easier to pronounce, but I like the fact that you start off with passion and end up with humility. And I think those are great bookends, and I know it's had a lot to do with your success. What's the biggest trend I vision is seeing out in the marketplace right now? What are your CIO clients and others that you deal with on a regular basis, what are they talking about most often?
Yeah, so, you know, over the last 9 years, iVision has built our business on what I would call a traditional IT solutions approach, and that's made up of essentially of customer owned hardware and software, customer premise equipment, and services and support around that. So when I say that, what does that mean to you? You know, customer owned equipment, services and support. I'm just curious, what is that when you think about that? That's really where we've been. And the market's going through a transition right now where, in the old days, we used to sell an email system, and we'd sell hardware and software and services around that email server that would run in our customer's data center, maybe at the base of their building, some building similar to this. Mm-hmm. And, that's a solution today, that's transitioning. So We're building these types of solutions now that are being hosted, data center solutions that were on premise for customers. We're building data centers that are in hosted facilities today, and we're able to implement those data center solutions in a hosted facility, and it's what we call going from a traditional IT to a hybrid IT, and folks like to talk about the cloud, but the cloud kind of confuses things, when you really look at it from an engineering optic, but at the end of the day, it's building that solution that houses our clients' business process and applications and data. And so that transition is going on. We're going from a traditional IT delivery to what we call a hybrid IT delivery, and it creates a tremendous amount of opportunity, and it creates the need to have a true partner. Not someone that's going to sell you a SKU, but you have to have a partner to navigate that landscape, and that's our goal for you know, as we move forward, one of our top FY14 goals is to be that go-to hybrid IT partner to our customers. When they think of building a hybrid IT function, we're top of mind, you know, to help them achieve that. So that's a big transition that's going on in the market, we're excited about it.
When you say the cloud is kind of messing up the market or is confusing, I guess there's probably no less than 25 symposiums a day on the cloud somewhere in Atlanta. And if I learn much more about it, I'll know less than I know today. And I think a lot of people feel that same way. Yeah. What are you seeing are the big issues with the cloud and big data and those kind of things that you're able to address from the iVision point of view?
Well, I think it's just defining what the cloud is, right? Have a Netflix account?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so to me, that's a great business story about what the cloud is. You had Netflix start building out an on-premise Netflix-owned infrastructure and hit hyper growth to bring on additional streaming subscribers, right? And so the way that they did that was they partnered with a cloud partner to complement their business to scale. They didn't want to keep – they're not in the business of IT, right? They're in the business of delivering streaming content and entertainment. And so they basically partnered with organizations to have that elasticity to grow their business, to meet their demands. And you notice I don't use the word cloud in any of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you think about it in that context – that's really what the cloud is and to a business. And, and you look at a story there when you have a business that's growing very quickly, and rather than them having to continually spend money on, hardware and software and services to pay another organization to burst into the customer, it's one entity. It's Netflix. It doesn't, cares what's behind that. It's meeting the customer experience. And so that's how we approach it. It's about making sure that customers have the right approach to bursting and scaling their business, whether that's from a technology perspective, whether that's from a people perspective, process, all of that. So that I feel like is what the industry has confused things, because they're getting into bells and whistles of things, right? At the end of the day, it's about serving your customers and how are you helping drive and serve your customers. You can get in there and talk about the flex capacitors or whatever you want to call it. You can get in and talk tech all day long, but at the end of the day, it's really just making sure that you're aligned with the business and driving the business. And I think that's what the more you learn about cloud computing, you realize that, hey, there's other agendas at play here. May not be the customer's agenda, but it's an industry that's going through a lot of consolidation and a natural evolution, but it's kind of cutting through that hype and making sure you're really mapping the business to a solution around that.
Well, I love my next Netflix and some of the original programming they're now doing, but the cloud is important to me for another reason, and that's iTunes has now backed up all my music on the cloud,
that's
so
right.
I can get my 3,000 tunes wherever I want them, whenever I want them. And by God, that's important. That's America.
That's right. That's right.
A couple of weeks ago, Pat Gelsinger, who is the president CEO of VMware, was in town. I know they're a partner of yours. Who are some of the other partners that you work with, and how do you work with those guys in bringing solutions to your clients?
Yes, we definitely focus on customer need, and every year we're always going through a process of evaluating should we, add additional partners. And one of the things that's critical, our go-to-market is not to be all things to all people. We try to be very aligned. As you look at our, four technical practice areas and our four lines of business, we're real thoughtful to have engineers aligned with our partnerships, so we're not offering things in the field that we lack technical expertise to go deliver, whether that's in a consulting capacity or a support capacity. But VMware is a partner. We partner very heavily with Cisco, with NetApp, with Microsoft, Citrix, Riverbed, Commvault. And so we have right around 8 to 10 partners that we look at are fairly strategic, where we've invested very heavily on the engineering alignment side from a certification and also an experience standpoint. So we'll continue to evaluate over time as to do we add additional partners or not. We're probably never going to have a business that has 100 partners. Even when we scale to a much bigger organization, we're going to be very sensitive, recognizing how much value there is in having focus. And if you look at the organizations that I just mentioned, each one of those, these are billion-dollar IT organizations that are market leaders. So we try to be really thoughtful about kind of the 80-20 rule of really who plays big from a best of breed standpoint.
I would question kind of a little off the subject, but we've been through a recession and have come out of it fairly well. But a couple of years ago, consulting firms were dropping like flies, as were staffing firms and a lot of other folks. And y'all grew during the good times and bad. How did you do that?
I think first it's important to consider we have four lines of business. We have you actually introduced the program as, hey, we're in the consulting space. Consulting is only part of what we do. So mm-hmm. we do project-based consulting. We do post-project engineering and support services. We provide cloud services. And then we have product resale in the areas of data center and converged network. But from our technical practice area that really matrixes over those four lines of business, Gabe had covered each one of those: infrastructure services, converged network, app dev, and data center. And so when you look at an organization from a client's perspective, we found, and this is something Gabe and I talked about back in 2000 because we've known each other a long time, IT buyers they get inundated with organizations that are trying to provide them different services. And there is a reality of you look at a budget that they're going to actually have to manage, they can only work with so many providers. And so one of the philosophies that we've had in terms of being a full services IT organization is making sure that, hey, we can actually work with these organizations in good or bad times. Because if they're going through a tough time at a macroeconomic level or even at an industry economic level, and there may be decreasing some spend in some areas, we still have offerings in some other areas. And we've seen that even in bad markets, organizations are forced sometimes to spend on IT. And so it gives us the opportunity to be more comprehensive as you look at the needs of an IT firm. And secondly, I think as you look back to the credit crisis of late 08, when Lehman Brothers had its challenges, there's a reality of one of the things that we did prior to that, which was to invest in an engineering and support services business. It's a 24/7 NOC. And prior to the credit crisis, it was pretty interesting. We probably had 10% of our clients that were open to that discussion in terms of a support contract. And there was a lot of defensiveness. Ironically, after the credit crisis, we probably have 50% of our clients that actively seek discussions around how can they actually start working with us on support contracts, because the support contracts, there are very few companies in our business in North America that have invested like we have. We have several hundred thousand dollars invested in this NOC, which is the people, the process, the technology. We have a service desk. We have enterprise monitoring. There are just years of learnings and a lot of investment we've put into that side of the business. And so when you see a downturn, that side of the business continues to get healthier. It's very interesting. It's not necessarily a high-margin business, but it's one that's very healthy and it's very annuitized, if that makes sense. But we've seen more and more businesses since 2009 approach us and being much more flexible to try to actually work with us on an engineering and support services contract. And common areas are around networking, voice, things of that nature, the data center, where they have a fantastic team Our clients do, but they for whatever reason, their businesses keep growing, but they're not able to hire the same people and keep up with the pace of the service level demands on the business side. So that side, I think, is just important to really reference, because it has been a unique piece of our business that was really hard for us to work through and figure out, but it's a very healthy part of our business now, and it's helped us in some of the downturns.
Well, you've had a great success run, and I think the best is still yet to come. When you invest $3.5 million to build a lab in the office to keep your people fresh and current and ahead of the curve, it can't help but pay great dividends. I just noticed the clock, and we have been 45 minutes, and I thought we'd been about 7 or 8 minutes. And there's a couple of things I really want to try to run over before we close today. And it gets back to the culture, the vision, the mission, the people, and that sort of thing. David, you and I have worked on a United Way IT United campaign with Becky Blaylock when she was CIO at Southern Company, and John Searle at GE, and many other great folks. Y'all do a lot of that. What are some of the other things that, or maybe craft a little different way, maybe tell me some of the other things that iVision is doing in the not-for-profit community space, and then how you wrap that around the culture and getting your people involved in that as well.
Yeah, I'm going to let Gabe take this one. Answer the last question.
Yeah. So, as an organization, we sponsor really our employees in the efforts that they are working within their communities, and we highlight that in our quarterly newsletter Path, just to share that. We support it with our time. We support it with our money. And there's always items going on with our employees, with our customers that they're passionate about. So we link into that, and in addition to the United Way, which we've participated with in the past. But some examples of that myself, I'm very passionate about viable public education. I reside here in Grant Park, downtown Atlanta, I am on a board of the Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School. And about 10 years ago, there was no charter schools in the Atlanta public school system. And 10 years later, 10% of the 50,000 students are part of charter programs. And they are the shining star of performance in a system that's been riddled with cheating scandals and a lot of controversy. So iVision donates time as well as money to build viable public education. So there's another client of ours very recently one of their lead resources out of Europe came down with cancer. It was very sudden, advanced stage of breast cancer, and we donated to the World Cancer Research Fund. A program in which her colleagues shaved their head in honor of her, because she, as she went through this treatment that came on really quick, the story was that she woke up one morning and her hair was left on the pillow, just heart-wrenching. So we support that client, and they've been a partner to us now 5 years. So we very much feel our approach to the community is let's tap into the things our employees are passionate about and the things our clients are passionate about, and do it in a way that is really applicable to our employees and our clients, and that's consistent with our approach, and real proud of that. So that's typically how you see us in the community contributing. We may not be front and center, but we're subsidizing the efforts with our employees and our clients that way. And it's just something, it's a decision that Dave and I made to take that approach rather than a traditional, what I would call a marketing type giving campaign that you're out in front of people. It's just something that we feel is more, gives us a lot more satisfaction and able to make an impact with the limited time that we have to contribute to those types of programs.
But it also speaks to everything you've talked about for the last 45, 50 minutes, the partnership collaboration that you have with your clients. Y'all are not sitting across the table from each other having discussion. You're sitting on the same side of the table looking for solutions for not only their IT business process, whatever needs, but also the needs they have as individuals and people we all have issues in our lives. And so that's outstanding. That touches my heart. All right, in the time we've got left, tell me a little bit about where iVision is going in the future. More cities, expanding in Atlanta. What does the future look like for iVision?
I think it's important to really stay grounded with how we got to where we're at. And one of the things that's critical for us as we make this turn, we look at 2013 as an inflection point. And Gabe talked a little bit about the market with cloud. We're trying to really keep our team members really focused on our business and the evolving marketplace, and we're really passionate about just continuing to really franchise our business and make sure that we're getting all of our processes streamlined. And you know, we know how difficult it can be to open up other markets if you're not absolutely ready to do that. And we've had a lot of interest internally. We've had some interest even with some clients that have encouraged us to open up in other markets. So Gabe and I have been talking about this for a few years, and we feel like we're getting very close to being ready. We've tried to be conservative about how we run the business. It's privately held. There's zero debt. It's owner-operated. We're in the business every day. And we're just very serious about when we do that next city, we're going to do it in a way that is definitely done with a lot of strength, and it's going to feel very easy on the people involved supporting that. So for right now, we're in the process of looking at that, but we really feel like we're 18 to 24 months from doing that. Given how the cloud is going to play into our business over the next few years, we believe we're going to be doing it creatively. It may not be as heavy of a bricks and mortar approach as we would have probably done 5 years ago, but we're looking at it in really doing some pods in some different cities. And the good thing is we have a very healthy client base that's extremely loyal, and we've had our clients actually talk to us about some other cities. And so Gabe and I feel very convicted that we're going to be in a great position when the business is ready, and we feel like we're really close. The big thing is just staying customer centric for right now, and then making sure that we're really striving for engineering excellence. And as we look about the future, we have some goals long term, but as I mentioned earlier, Gabe and I feel like we're just getting started, which is a fun place to be. We're both still young. We're definitely passionate about people in our business having a fantastic career at iVision and making sure they can continue to grow and we can better serve clients. So that's just feel like we have a lot of exciting times ahead of us. We're extremely bullish for the future. I know there's a lot of noise out there in the media, but we're really focused on controlling what we can control.
Before we went on air, we talked about some people towards the end of their life wishing they had taken more risk. So I'm going to give you a chance to take some more risk. 24 months from January will be 2016. How many employees and what's the revenue look like at iVision?
Well, one of the things that Gabe and I have talked about is being very sensitive to not putting numbers out in the public from a growth projection standpoint, because it goes back to staying customer-centric and frankly, being very focused on engineering excellence. Because if we get too caught up in putting a number out there for everyone to see and everyone to just start shooting for the number, we believe that our customers may end up ending up in second place, and we don't want that to happen. So as it relates to financial projections, you're not going to get that from Gabe and I. He and I have definitely talked about some ranges, and we also understand that there may be some nuances as it relates to how our cloud business is going to actually evolve, because certain parts of that business, the financials will recognize a little bit differently, where it may not look as top-line sexy. At the same time, there may be some bottom-line health in some of those numbers. But from an employee base, we are definitely focused on continuing to really recruit and grow and retain the talent that we have. So, again, very bullish. And from a headcount standpoint, we actually are finalizing our numbers for next year right now, but not something that I want to announce. But we definitely do not see ourselves slowing down.
Yeah, we can share that we'll have the best engineering talent in the market and 100% client retention. So I think we can share that with with confidence, publicly speaking, and we really do. We have the best engineers, and really, you know, the best well-rounded people in the market. So, I think you know, like David said earlier, we're not about growing for growth's sake. It's all about, you know, the journey that we're on here together, and making sure that we're doing the right thing for our customers, our employees, and the community. And that formula has served us well, and we've grown in stair steps through that process. So in 2004, we were at $200K in revenue. You know, we hit a period of hyper growth between the period of 2010 and 2013 that took us from, you know, from around 8 million all the way to 35 million. So we're right in that stair step again, investing for the right growth, smart growth, as opposed to what the industry would call treadmill growth.
Knowing the two of you, knowing a lot of the guys back at your office, and seeing the integrity, the way you do business, the customer focus, and the customer-centric decisions that you make every single day, I know that number is going to be big with additional staff and additional growth revenue and additional bottom line growth. So I have no reservation about making a prediction that 2016 y'all will be doing well and continuing to grow. And as hard as I find this to believe, it's getting close to the end for our time together. But this has been a great blessing for me. I think it's been one of the most informative shows we've had, and I believe our audience will certainly agree. Y'all just shared a lot of great information that I think will be helpful to the audience. But as we close, I'll start with David, since you're to my left. Any closing thoughts? And then please give us, if someone wanted to contact you, they want to come to work for you, or they want to give you an idea, or maybe do some business with you, share your personal contact information. And then once again, it's www.ivision.com. And then we'll turn to Gabe, and I'll close us.
Wonderful. I think the important thing is to share that we have, Gabe and I have a real common mindset of abundance. And, you know, as I look back at just my career and kind of where I'm going personally, and I've seen Gabe's and where he's going, we both, you know, not only believe in abundance, but we also are very passionate about professional development, and that's personal professional development. And so, you know, if people are listening and they are interested in an amazing culture and an amazing engineering team, please reach out to us, because we do have something really special going on here, and it's going to continue. We just we've learned a lot, and we've been it's not all been a bed of roses, but it's been pretty amazing when you have just really special people together, and you continue to stay very disciplined about what you're achieving. We're having a heck of a lot of fun, and we see a lot of great things in front of us, but a lot of it ends up being really focused on a mindset of abundance. We know there's a lot out there for everyone, and there's also just a real big need for everyone to be accountable for, you know, their own development, and the people that come to iVision, we're going to continue to help them develop. And if you're, even if you don't have 16 years of experience like our average consultant and engineer, feel free to, you know, reach out to myself or to Gabe, because we're definitely open to some up-and-comers that are real hungry. We've got some unique positions that, you know, we're you know, looking to put out there. So I can be reached at, you know, ddeggets@ivision.com. If you go to our ivision.com, you can definitely access me through our website.
Gabe?
Yep. Well, first off, I want to say thank you for having us out here today. We really appreciate that. Truth be told, this is the first radio interview I've ever done. So thanks for having us, and it's great to be in the community here with you, Ricky. I appreciate you thinking about us and putting us on the short list for an effort like this. So thank you. You know, I guess, you know, like David mentioned, we have set the stage for another round of fun times at iVision. So, you know, folks that are out there in the community that have a passion for technology, have a passion for really well-engineered solutions, you know, look us up. We have, you know, from all the way down from an internships to, you know, entry-level consultancies and engineers, we have more opportunity at entry-level as well as a senior level today than we've ever had. So, you know, we will grow as much as our great people will support us. And so if you're sitting in a desk out in a a place of work that isn't, you know, you don't feel like you're reaching your potential. We build careers here. Everyone that comes here, leaves here, and goes on to great things. Yes, some folks stay with us for the long haul. Some folks come here and really build their career. So I'm really proud of that we've become kind of an institution here in Atlanta, like a great college or university. You know, so if folks want to come and build their careers, please look us up. Happy to connect you with our HR team. And if you're passionate about working with customers, passionate about solving problems for customers, iVision could be a great place for you.
And your email, Gabe?
It is G Damiani, Damiani, at iVision.com.
Once again, thank you, Gabe. Thank you, David, for spending an hour together with us on the radio, sharing the great iVision story, and I'm personally honored that I'm able to call both of you my friends, and it's been a great time together. This is Ricky Steele, and I've finished my coffee in Booth 61. I hope you'll come back and join me next week for a fresh cup, or you can listen to this show and any of the other shows anytime at Booth 61 with Ricky Steele. I try to close our time together always by sharing a blessing, hopefully for you, your family, and your business. The blessing comes from the book of Numbers. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for dropping by, and join us next week for a fresh cup in Booth 61.